Go all out at the 87th National FFA Convention. Thanks for joining us, everyone. With Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Melissa Bratton. More than 60,000 blue and gold jackets descend on Louisville, Kentucky for the National FFA Convention this week for competitions, motivational speakers, and much more. And the theme for the week? Go all out.
National FFA Convention changes lives, and I can say that without a doubt. Members from across the nation are about to come to this city, and they're going to have an amazing time, and I just get thrilled every time I think of the memories that are being made. This is something that I'm humbled to be a servant of, and it's something that I will take with me for the rest of my life.
Mitch Baker is National FFA Secretary and was Tennessee's State FFA Secretary in 2012-2013. Baker is from the Baxter FFA chapter, and he and his National FFA officer team will host the thousands of FFA members who attend each general session.
For our team, it means that we can push ourselves far past our limits to do more, care more, love the world that we live in a whole lot more. And this week it means that we're going to do a whole lot more than we think possible in serving our membership. Whatever it takes to give these students an amazing, unforgettable experience, we're going to go all out for them.
Baker has spent the last year as a National FFA officer and has traveled around the world representing the national organization. He says it's been a fabulous opportunity and experience and looks forward to turning it over on Saturday to the next team of young leaders for the FFA organization.
This year has been one of the best experiences of my life, but it is a year of service for a reason. My teammates and I agree that as much as we love this job, we are ready to go all out for FFA members the next 3 days, and then the second that the next team gets elected, we're ready to be the support team they can come back to.
And we have lots of Tennessee FFA members competing at the national level this week. Good luck to each of them, and we will keep you posted as the week progresses. Join us next time on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.